from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, petrol station taxation contagion. I just thought that would be fun to say. The real statistics around life in New Zealand. We've got the car of the year for women only. Men are not allowed to drive it, and we'll mark the week because that is what we do on Fridays. But yes, just life is good in spite of what you may have read or heard.
Very big study too, international study. 43,000 people from 43 countries. Sadly, ours doesn't appear to be one of them, but Australia is. And astonishingly, half of them, half, like 1967 better. Obviously, you look at countries like Venezuela and Greece, the number will be much higher. But Australia, Australia's the lucky country. Australia's like us. I mean, I would hope and pray that the number here is nothing like this. Think about it. Half of them would rather be living in another time. At a guess, if we'd been asked, I'd like to think our number would have been, I don't know, maybe 10, 15% tops, given there's always a group that think the modern world isn't quite what it should be and they've got their rose-tinted specs on. I would also argue, especially at the moment, that we have it all over Australia. Of course, we are a robust and astonishingly successful country that's boxed a mile above our weight for years now. But once again, it relies on us embracing the good around us. It relies on us looking for the value and the opportunity in the modern age represents. And surely one of the greatest aspects of all, if you think about it, is choice. The world has shrunk. It's on our doorstep. It's accessible in the most spectacular way compared with, say, 50 years ago. We know more, we do more, we have more freedom, understand more. The possibility is so much more vast and exciting than anything we might have been dealing with in 1967. Our kids enter and are part of a world of amazing realities and possibilities. We were a sheltered backwater in 67. We are a global player in 2017. How can you not think that isn't gobsmackingly good? And yet, across the ditch, 50%, half of them look at it and yet don't get it. What a waste. As Carly Simon said, these are the good old days.
Okay, just because Winston Peters has decided to include a quote from a song in every speech he does doesn't mean Mike Hosking should. I've made it my business to never do anything that Winston Peters does. For instance, I don't have an amazing head of hair, for example. And it's primarily because I just don't want to be like Winston Peters. Let's talk about a few weird numbers, rogue numbers that aren't actually real numbers.
60% of us still wonder whether there's a link between some vaccines and autism in healthy kids. This is despite the fact that it's been widely discredited for years now, but 60% of people, the majority of people still go, I'm not sure. Now, in this country, we think immigrants make up a much greater proportion of the prison population than they actually do. So we said, how many immigrants do you reckon are in prison? What percentage of the population? Do you know what we said? 27%. And do you know what it actually is? 1.9. We thought 27, it's actually 1.9. Murder rate.
Bosco's study duddy study buddies.
Murder rate. The large majority of us think the murder rate is higher now or the same as in 2000. You talk about, crime's out of control. Crime's out of control. It's never been more dangerous to wander the streets. I used to sleep with my bedroom door open. Who would do that now? So, in reality, it's 31% lower. Never been safer. See? Theory versus reality. It's a funny old business, isn't it? And that's the self-driving car survey we found out today as well. As far as self-driving cars go, yes, you can have them. Yes, they exist. Yes, they'll be on our roads. But you know what? They're not going to be here for years and years and years and years and years because of regulations. No one's going to let them through because everyone's going to panic and freak out. And so our roading infrastructure, our laws, and our level of technological development will hold back the immersion of electric cars. Theory versus reality.
Well, I've got news for you, Mike Hosking. The reality is an EV might be the women's car of the year. So basically, by him pretending that they don't exist, he's being sexist? Is that what's happening?
Women's car of the year. Women, very important sector in the car market, as any car dealer will tell you. And this is a big international affair. This is huge. You had judges from basically every country on earth: Israel, Argentina, Portugal, South Africa, Chile, France, Canada, Mexico, Scotland, Australia, New Zealand, Netherlands. Blah blah blah. Goes on. You've got the different categories like you have in all cars, but for the ladies, the family car of the year is the Mazda CX-5. Very good car, no question about that. Good looking car. Mazda design wise. Have really got their act together. The CX-9, which is the bigger version of the 5, for what it is a very, very good-looking car. Budget car of the year, Ford Fiesta. The green car of the year is the Hyundai Ioniq, because you can
get... it's not iconic.
What, Ioniq?
Yes.
Why isn't it iconic? I would have called it the Ioniq.
Well, it might
Ioniq
be iconic.
Doesn't even make sense. Iconic.
Hey, if you're going to start getting into car names that make sense.
Sorry, Ioniq. EV, you can get it in an EV, a hybrid, or a FEV. The crossover SUV is the Peugeot 3008, which is a cute little car. I don't know if it beats the CX-5, which is in the same sort of category, really. A CX-5 is still a SUV crossover. I don't know how that gets to be a family car, but not an SUV. Anyway, I'm asking too many questions. Luxury car, the BMW 5 Series, bit bland in my view, personally, visually, bit bland. Can't tell it from a 7 or a 3. Performance car, the Civic Type R. They've made a comeback, Honda, and they're putting a proper engine in with Brendan Hartley next year, so that's a good thing. But the supreme winner is the Hyundai Ioniq. The supreme winner, the Hyundai Ioniq, greatest car in the world for women. Ladies, and the one woman who's involved in this program just looked at it and she goes, that's ugly ass. So
I'm very in touch with my feminine side and I love it.
Can you?
I'd happily drive one.
Would you? Okay.
Yep, except it doesn't come in red. That is a disappointment
to
me.
You kidding me? Seriously? So you've looked at all the optional colours.
There's a nice blue. So there's two different kinds of silver.
How many? Yeah, I was going to say, how many shades of grey does it come in?
Yeah, there's two different ones. And there's an orange. There's sort of a burnt orange. That's the closest to red that you can get.
Oh, no, orange is good. Burnt orange is a nice colour.
From a guy who currently drives a nice bright red Hyundai.
Yeah, you'd go burnt orange.
Well,
nice burnt orange.
Why don't they have red?
I got to ring somebody to
What
make
is the difference between a woman's car and a men's car?
Very good point.
Does it just not have a crossbar? So as I said, the Ioniq, it's either electric or hybrid. So you probably the old petrol tax will not affect you quite so much if that is your personal car of the year. However, for most of us. That tax is starting to bite, and now it's not just Auckland where it's starting to bite, in spite of what Phil Twyford told us.
From our file this morning of Didn't You See This Coming, so the Auckland region gets a petrol tax. Not only was it 10 cents a litre, it became 10 cents plus GST. So the tax was on the tax, so it became 11.5 cents a litre. And then what the Labor government told us was, well, it's open to the councils. The councils want to ask us about a new tax. We'd be open to that sort of thinking, and guess who's next cab off the rank? Hamilton. So suddenly it's Auckland, and Hamilton wants the 11.5 cent fuel tax as well. That'll offset the mayor's planned 15.5% rate rise down to 9%. So what he's going to do is take his 9% tax increase and add an 11.5% tax increase on top of that, and hope that no one notices. And so it starts in Auckland, goes down to Hamilton, and before you know it, every council in the country is going to be saying, me too, please.
I thought Mr. Twyford, was it Mr. Twyford who told us that wasn't going to happen?
Phil Twyford suggested it wasn't going to happen, but Mr. Robertson said something completely different.
Because you said that it was going to happen, and he said,
no.
Oh, yeah, it could happen, but I'm sure they won't do that.
Yes, I know. Theory versus reality, two completely different things.
I do wonder if this is just another case of Hamilton wanting everything that Auckland has. I mean, I used to live there, and I don't remember looking at Auckland and going, you're awesome, let's do what you're doing. I remember doing my own thing, and then I moved to Auckland. Let's quickly mark the week now.
The Antipodean Express 8. I'm a train, I'm a chicken train. A very flash train to travel the length of the country. The Orient Express of Aotearoa, if you like. And that's the sort of thinking that keeps the Telegraph reader going, cool, blimey, that's a beaut place. And the Hillside Workshop 7. The carriages for that train will be refurbished at Hillside. The famed Dunedin Workshop closed down, but now hopefully resurrected. Water, 4. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but there is no excuse. This is 2017, not the West Coast 1834. We're not discovering new settlements or breaking new ground. We're a first world country that deserves water when we want it and water we can drink when we want it. Petrol, 6. The NB report lays it bare, really. We are being rorted. Margins have gone through the roof. We were one of the lower countries margin-wise in the OECD. Now we're one of the highest. Why? But the key here is, what are we going to do about it? And how long does it take? And are the Commerce Commission really the right people? The weather, 8. I'm loving it. Aren't you? Sunny, hot, every day. I love summer.
Yep, that's definitely the words of a guy with air conditioning in his bedroom. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Friday and the week. I'll see you back here with some more cool raps on Monday. The way I said that made it sound really, really uncool. I don't know why that is. Anyway, I'll see you then.